Perigud Beis, Pasuk Tazayin. Perigud Beis, Pasuk Tazayin. Ula Avram, Hetiv Bavuro. They did good to Avram because of Sarah. Vayhi loy tsoy nevoka v'chamoyrim v'avodim u'shvochois v'asoynus u'gmalim. Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk is that Paroi, Rashi learns, that Avram hated Paroi Bavura. Paroi gave Avram presents now. He came down to Mitzrayim, and now Paroi gives Avram presents. Targum doesn't learn like Rashi, because the words don't fit so well. Ola Avram hated Bavura. To Avram, they did good because of her. Vayhi loy, and there was to him. Doesn't sound like they gave him. It sounds like he already had. And that's how Targum Yonason translates it. He says, Vahavoi lei midilei. He had of his own. Nopshap Paroi gave him. He already had. But if he already had, what's the point of telling us that? Well, Avram hated Bavura. Avram, they did good. Vahi loy, in the past, he had soinavaka. It's not telling us anything. What's the purpose of it? To tell us now that he had these things in this posuk. And also, how did they do good to Avram? In what way did they do good to him if they didn't give him anything? So the Pirush Yonason, underneath Yonason ben Aziel, he says a beautiful pshat, which is very posh to pshat. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is driving at 2 o'clock in the morning and his car breaks down in Harlem. And he gets out of his car and he wants to take care of it, but he realizes it's not a time to start taking care of your car then, fixing flat tires and different things. So he gets a taxi and he goes back home. And the next morning he comes back, takes some protection with him, and he comes back the next morning in order to take care of his car. And he had parked there, a nice Lexus. And he comes back in the morning, his hubcaps are still on, and those lights, the blue lights in the front, which are worth $700 each, they're still there on the car. So those people in Harlem, they treated him very nicely. They really did good to him. Imagine it. Your car was there a whole night and nothing happened to it. They were good to you, man. They were really good. Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a very dangerous place. He went down with a lot of money. What happens? You go to it's like walking in the middle of the night in Central Park. You get mugged in Mitzrayim. Says the Pasuk, Avram hated Bavura. They did good because of her. How did they do good to him? Vayhi loy tzoy nevoka. He had sheep and cattle. They didn't take it away from him. They let him keep his stuff. He still had it afterwards. That is how they did good to him. That they didn't steal it from him. We see a similar yisoid in the Megillah. Achashverosh says, what did we do with the person who saved my life with Mordechai? So what does the Pasuk say? Loi nasasim oidavo. We didn't do anything to him. Yukatash pshat is, the person who saved the king's life, who was he? A yid. A yid you treat badly always. You know what good we did to him? What good we did do with him? Loi nasasim oidavo. We didn't do anything to him. The fact that we didn't do anything to him, that is being good to a yid. Also, it's interesting, on this Pasuk, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Nun Tesum Bei says, Ein habrocha metzuya bebeis ha-shalodom, ele b'shvil ishtoi. If a person is mechabed his wife, he gets broch in his house. And how do you see that? Because Avram hated Bavor, they did good because of her. Rashi said, who did good? Paroi. The Gemara is not learning like Rashi. The Pasuk is learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good to Avram because of the way he treated her. And here Rashi says it was Paroi. The Marsha points this out in the Gemara there. If you look in the Torah Tamim HaChumash, she explains, there's not a Machlekes at all. It's true what Rashi says. Paroi did good. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes arranging everything. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange that Paroi should do good to him? What schus did Avram have? The schus was that he took care of his wife, he was Mechabed his wife. Okay, this one is special, Mordechai, maybe we'll start listening. Special vote for you. Pasuk says, Vayikach Avram Misori Ishtoi, this is Perek Yud Beis Pasukei. Ves Loik Ben Ochiv, Ves Kol Ruchushum Asher Ruchoshu, Ves HaNefesh Asher Osu V'choron. What does it mean HaNefesh Asher Osu V'choron? The Gerim he made. Targum translates it very interestingly. Targum Ungla says, V'yos Nafshosa, the Nefoshois, De Shabidu Lo'iraisa. What does Shabidu mean? Shabidu is, they were pulled in, committed to the Torah. A shibud is, when you have to pay back somebody, you have a shibud on them. When they owe you money, you have a shibud to them. A claim on them. What does it mean, to shabidu la'araisa? So Yeruchim Olshin, he spoke one time, and he said over a pshat in this Unglas, Targum Unglas, he said there was a Yid in England. There was a Yid in England who was in hospital for 2 weeks. He was in hospital for 2 weeks, and the person who was in the bed next to him became a ger. And he said the reason he became a ger is he watched this person for 2 weeks in hospital, how he behaved, the people coming to him, his betochen, and everything he did, his actions. He was so spoiled by it, it eventually affected him to become a ger. What's pshat? He said, I had no choice. Watching how this person lived his life, I felt I had no choice. People, Avraham was Magai the people. So how is Magai? Well, he spoke to them, you know, he was an Esha Torah guy, he did discovery programs with them. Arachim, no, he didn't have to do anything, Avraham. He acted like he normally acts. He acts like a Yid is supposed to act. He created such a Kiddush Hashem with his actions. Automatically, the Shabidu L'Raisa, they felt an obligation to come and join Yiddishkeit when they saw how Avraham behaved. And this is a lesson, how a Yid has to behave in life. Every moment, wherever you are, you're being watched. You go to the bank, you're being watched. You're playing in a park, you're being watched. Everything you do, you buy something in a store, and you're affecting the people around you. You have such an obligation to create a Kiddush Hashem. I want to read you, for those who didn't hear it, that as you know, last year, last winter, Rabbi Flum's son was very badly injured in a skiing accident. It was Mamish Hashail if he would live. Mamish Nissen if Lois Baruch Hashem is fine. And Shabbos, four friends of his came to the hospital in Vermont for Shabbos. So Rabbi Flam was there with these four Bachrim. And obviously it gets complicated. You know, you can't use the electric. You need this, you do that. It gets difficult. They sang, there's Miras there. They sat around the bed. And there was a nurse who landed up. They nudged her very much. They needed to help with certain things. And they felt that they hoped they didn't create Nechal Hashem about what they were doing. They were very nervous about it. They didn't upset her at all. When she left Motzei Shabbos, she left them a letter. So I have a copy of the letter. I copied this letter because I had such hanor from it. I'll read you the letter she left for them. Dear Rabbi Mrs. Flum, I want to express what an honor it was to care for your son and experience your love and dedication to your loved one and your beliefs. One needs to not only open one's eyes, but actually see, and you are all beautiful. Thank you for allowing me to be a small part of your lives. You're in my thoughts, my prayers, Wendy. Unbelievable. That is how Yid has to behave. The Pasuk says, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. No, Pasuk Zion. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zion. Vayhi Riv, Ben Roya Mikne Avram, or Ben Roya Mikne Loit. There was a machlokes, a fight there, between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. The word used is riv, masculine. Vayoyma Avram el Lot, next pasuk, pasuk ches, al nasi meriva. It changes it to feminine lashon. Meriva, why is it? In one pasuk it's masculine, in one pasuk it's feminine. What do we talk about here? Machlokes. What happens is, when machleika starts, usually, it's usually very often over some minor thing. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. More people get involved in the machleikas. And what could have started with something small comes a huge machleikas. And sometimes the people involved in the machleikas don't even know what they're arguing about, especially when it's between families. So the pasuk tells us, is meramez that to us over here. The Alshech points out. The riv is Lashon Zachar, it's male. It changes. Avram says to Lot, now, Al Nasi Meriva, Lashon Feminine. Feminine is, has Peres, produces kids. It grows. Al Nasi Meriva, it started off between the shepherds. Let not the Meriva grow, Beini Veinecho. Let it not produce, Eineklach, and children, this argument. Arguments, one has to be careful. Nip them in the bud before they start growing. Also, we see that the Pasuk says, how does he solve the argument, Avram? So normally you would think, you make peace together. How does Avram make peace? The pasuk says, "Vayisa loit mikedem." This is in pasuk Yud Aleph. "Vayipordu ish me'alochiv." They separated from each other. They went away from each other. So, the next pasuk begins with the word Avram. The Baal HaTorim points out over here. You look at these words, "Vayipordu ish me'alochiv." Ish, the last letter is a shin. Me'al, the last letter is a lamed. Ochiv, the last letter is a vav. Avram, last letter is a mem. Sholem. Sometimes the only way to make peace is to keep away, separate. That's also making peace. You have to know there's different types of peace. There's a peace where you can actually get together, and sometimes it's better, rather than fight, at least separate from the person. Or in a gay and yeshiva sometimes. Then Pasuk Yud Dalet says, "Vashem Oma El Avram, Achrei Hipporad Loit Be'imoy." After Loit separated from him. So Rashi tells us, "Achrei hiporad loit beimoy, kol zman sharosha imoy." As long as the rosha loit was with him, poirish meno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not come to Avram. I want to show you what this Rashi is saying. How you see the godless of Avram over here. We see a little earlier on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram some great news. Two things. He tells him, "Vayera Hashem el Avram vayoyimem, lezaracha, to your children." There's one thing. Avram, you're having children. One great thing you're getting. That's great news. Second great news, etenis aretz, you're getting Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram two pieces of delightful news. Avram's very happy. "Vayivin shami builds there a mizbeach la'Hashem anirei lov." So he builds a mizbeach. Rashi learns because of the good news. The Rachaim Kodesh argues with Rashi. He learns pshat is, "Vayivin shom mizbech la'Hashem." You know why he built mizbech? Not because he's going to have children. Not because he's getting out of Yisrael. "Vayivin shom mizbech la'Hashem hanira'i lov." Because Hashem appeared to him. More exciting to Avram than having children or getting out of Yisrael is the idea that Hashem spoke to him. That is the biggest simcha he could have, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. So imagine it now. What simcha he gets from speaking to Hashem, more than the idea that he's going to have children. Nevertheless, we see in the pasuk we just read that as long as Loit was with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't talk to Avram. Avram knew that. All he had to do was separate from Loit. But he didn't do that. He didn't separate. He felt, my job is to take care of Loit. Hashem won't speak to me. I have to give that up. What can I do? The godless of Avram. He was had such mesiras nefesh that he won't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to him just in order to carve Loit as much as he can. The pasuk at the beginning of the parasha, Parigud Beis, Pasuk Gimel says, "Va'avorcha mevorachecha, umakalelcha o'or." A lot of the Farshim ask the kasha that the order switches. First it starts off, "Va'avorcha, I will bless those that bless you." So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless, then they'll bless you. So what should it say? "And I will curse those that curse you." It doesn't say that. It says, "Those that curse you, I will curse." By the blessing, it says, "I'll bless those that bless you." By the curse, it's the opposite. Why is it switch? So the Klei Yochas says a pshat is because a person wants to give a bracha to a yid. That's already, you're thinking of doing that, it's a mitzvah already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you. And a good deed, something good, which you, a machshava for a good deed, is considered mice already. So as soon as you think it, "Va'avorcha, I'll bless v'orachecha," those that bless you. Before they bless you, I'll already give them a blessing. But those that curse you, that is a chet. A chet, a gesprochu, doesn't count until you've done it. Those that curse you, "Oh, I will curse after they've cursed you." That's the Klei Yochas mahalach. The Dubna Magid says a very interesting mahalach. The Magid says, pshat is, that imagine if you have somebody comes around to your shul collecting and everybody is giving him quarters. And the person looks like he hasn't taken a shower in 2 weeks. He looks like he lives in the minivan that he came in. And the hat is wearing, maybe he was Yorish from his great-great-great-grandfather. And you look at, and you never feel sorry for him, but you're also a shtat if you give him your quarter. And he's so grateful, and he gives you a bracha, it's a shem, you should have parnosa, but nachas. And what does that bracha mean? He was wishing you parnosa. This guy thinks, it's a shem, you should make, you know, $20,000 a year. That's the bracha he's giving you. Maybe he's giving you a really big bracha, you make $50,000 a year. So that's not very exciting bracha. But imagine it, that you're talking to a Rothschild, you're talking to a Bill Gates, you're talking to someone like that, or Steve Jobs, Olav HaShalom, and he gives you a bracha, you should make a good parnosa. Now Steve Jobs, when he says a good parnosa, he doesn't mean making $50,000 a year. He doesn't mean $250,000 a year. He means a good parnosa. So you want a bracha from somebody who, when he gives the bracha, it's an emes bracha. He's got to understand what parnosa means. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when it comes to blessing, Va'avorcha, I will bless. Those are going to bless you. I will make sure when they give you the bracha, they themselves have a good parnosa. They themselves are blessed beforehand, because then the bracha they give you will be a better bracha. So before they give you the bracha, I will give them a bracha. Then they're giving you a bracha from a big amount. So I'll bless them, then they'll bless you. But when it comes to cursing, you got somebody who's an oisha, a very wealthy guy, and he says, you should lose your parnosa. You should have a difficult life. So what somebody who lives like an oisha, he thinks living a difficult life is living in a house that I live in. Baruch Hashem, I'm quite happy in the house I live in. But if Steve Jobs looked at my house, he would think, Nebuch, that would be a klala he would look at it as. And again, so when a person gets a klala, who do you want to get a klala from? You want a klala from that type of person. You don't want a klala from somebody who's living in a hovel. He's living under a bridge somewhere, a homeless person, and he gives you a klala. You should live the most miserable life and you should live in very difficult conditions. Now, what he calls difficult conditions, you don't want those conditions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you get curses, I'll only curse them after they've cursed you. I don't want them to have such a good curse on you. After they've cursed you, I'll curse them, but not beforehand, because that will make the curse a much worse curse. The Pasuk says, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Klal Yisrael are going to be going down to Mitzrayim. The Gamas HaGoy Asher Yavoidu, and the nation they serve there, Don Onoichi. I will judge them. V'achrechein, after that, Yetzu B'ruchosh Gadol. They'll grow out with great possessions. Don Onoichi, I will judge them. What does that judge them include? It includes all the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. Gans Yetzias Mitzrayim included is that nation, Don Onoichi, I will judge them. So one of the Bari Musa, I'm not sure, maybe Rabbi Rucham it was, pointed out that the Torah wrote two words. Those two words include in it such unbelievable nisim for Klal Yisrael. Don Onoichi, I will judge the Mitzrayim. You look through Tanakh and you see how many Pesukim are written about the Geula L'Asid Lavoi. Pages and pages are written. Imagine what nisim there's going to be then. For this little bit, Those two words, Don Onoichi, we got so many nisim. So the pages and pages, Nach, imagine how many nisim I'm going to get. And that is very similar to something in the Haftarah last week, in Yeshaya Nun Dalet, Haftarah in Parashas Noach, which we didn't lay in last week, so that's why you won't remember the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Berega Kotten Azavtich, I left you for a short moment. Over Rachmim G'doylim, with great mercy, I'll gather you. Imagine it. Berega cotton. For a short moment, I left you. What did that short moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looked away? You know what happened in that short moment, Hashem looked away? Blood libels, pogroms, intifadas, holocaust, inquisition. A short moment. Berega cotton azavtich. And look at all those Torahs from that cotton. If that's what happened from a rega cotton, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Geula is going to be Oberachmim Gedoylim a Kabsech. With great mercy, I'll gather in. Imagine what that great mercy is going to be. If that Rega cotton produced so much Soros that Rachmim Gedolim is going to bring Boyer Dignissim of Lois. Shabbos.